You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Show now!
Am I the prettiest?
Show now!
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Show now!
Well, who am I?
Show now!
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, geeksters. I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters, issue 93 of Geek Watch 1. And once again, we're here at the Meeplecast.
Hey!
We have a full house. We actually had to go find chairs. Whoa. We got 17 people here now, plus there's more that said they were coming. I had somewhere I was going to go, but I don't remember. So where
don't go anywhere, you're here.
Yes, we're already here. So, trying to think, what... I don't know. So
you're probably going to talk about something geeky.
Maybe?
Imagine so.
I'm glad Greg's here to make sure we're on the right
side.
See,
Greg's only here once in a while, but he lends weight to the discussion.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Just having him here.
That's insulting.
No,
that would be adding weight to the room.
Yeah, this is Greg's yearly check-in with Geek Watch 1.
That's right. That's
just making sure you people are doing a good job.
That's right.
But I'm Greg, disappointed.
Greg's on the show once a year, whether we like it or not, or whether he likes it or not.
That's right. Greg is the closest we're ever going to get to Nathan Drake, so...
That's true.
He's
archaeology guy.
Yeah,
he's
like Nathan Drake, so...
That's so weird. We still... A couple of years ago, when we first started this, we actually have two shows we got to do with Greg. We wanted to do one on actual archaeology.
That's right.
And then we were going to talk giant robots with you at some point.
Oh, we can do that. We'll wait for the Star Trek Discovery to actually be out. And we
so we're never doing it.
Exactly.
No, although, I guess there was an announcement today that they said they have a vague general idea of when they're going
to
put it out now, finally.
I think we're just by the end of the year. Yeah.
But from a couple articles I have read, at least the reporters look very optimistic at it, that what it is what's delaying is they want to actually make it good. They're waiting for the people to be able to do it.
Promises.
Yeah.
At that point, it'll just become a present-day story instead of a futuristic story.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're waiting for us to catch up to the time frame of Star Trek.
At that point, we'll get Firefly first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joss Whedon will say, yes, I'll do it before the thing put it out.
That's the racism.
So, but Kylan, Dawn, did you guys do anything interesting this week other than Kylan getting sick?
I don't know how interesting that is.
There's some interesting growths on the back of his neck.
It's not interesting at all.
Stop examining him.
No, just big blob growing out his forehead. Where would I have that land?
Now
he's all
sad.
It's like, wait, do I got something?
It looks like a jelly bean full of butter.
Andy, stop making fun of Pastudio.
It's
got a name
possible.
And everything. We didn't do anything all that interesting.
This was the one we didn't do anything either, other than have an oddball con meeting.
We had the con on the cob meeting.
Oh, yeah, we did do that, didn't we?
And actually, after the meeting, Kylan ran by the game store that's in Margaret.
Ah, well, there's actually two. But the one you got
the fourth.
Oh, that's the one you guys went to? Okay.
Yeah, because we know the guy who owns
Mike
it.
Stanley.
Yeah.
And he was picking up.
Oh, is that
up
Mike's store?
His
yeah.
It?
Okay.
Marvel Munchkin expansion packs.
Yeah.
That they ordered for him.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
So he did something.
Yeah.
It was just the weirdest intro to a
meeting
with show ever.
Then
yeah.
Was
pretty bad. And then you had some chicken.
So yeah.
There you go.
What kind of chicken?
Geek Watch 1. We're just going to call this
report.
All right. Dave, chicken, and went to a store.
Pretty much. But actually, since Andy's here, our semi-regular guest co-host is here. Now, what? Anything new for Kyle the Cobb and Oddball?
Heck yeah, man. There's so
anything
much.
Anything we haven't talked about yet?
No.
Okay.
Andrew.
I don't know what we talked about and what we haven't talked about. We got Sean in the house.
Yeah.
Now, there's some big news coming up soon. That we're
yes.
Gonna
don't say anything about it yet.
Nope. Reveal soon.
Nope, we have some news coming.
So we're...
That's very big news that involves Sean. But, you know, I don't know if we talked about this or not, but who loves people? Like, I don't mean, I know you don't love people in general. Don is a misanthrope, and so is Jesse, but there is a person that you love, right?
Yeah.
Someone
sometimes.
You love that you're fond of, at least.
Sometimes.
Someone whose qualities are not beyond redemption.
Okay.
In your eyes.
We'll that's
okay.
fair.
We'll go with that.
That's
see,
love.
That's person, not people.
Right, person. Anyway, I don't know if we talked about this or not on the show, but at Con on the Cob, friend Oddmall. See how he's at Oddmall, May 6th in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
Live on stage. This is important. It's a big
deal. Oh, yeah, I gotta remember. We gotta put that on the schedule.
Yeah. My man Dale Harding, who's a wedding officiant, is going to be performing a mass wedding slash vow renewal slash
vow
renewal. Vowel renewal. Right. We're gonna do some vowel resectioning on stage.
Okay. Hey, whoa, whoa.
No, we're gonna get our vowels renewed.
You know, Y has really been kind of wearing it out
over time. Okay. So, anyway, mass wedding. This is for everyone that loves someone, not just like traditional marriages and such, but everybody. You want to marry your dog, bring it with you on stage.
Oh,
it'd be cool. Someone already asked if they could marry themselves, and I said, sure, why not? So, this is just a thing we're going to do on stage, but he's an actual wedding officiant licensed in the state of Ohio. If anybody wants to actually get married at Oddmall, we can make that happen for free. You can go shopping at Oddmall, buy yourself some jewelry and some wedding dresses and stuff beforehand, get your hair done.
But this is a real legitimate thing,
it
so
is, for sure.
You get your license and bring it in and then
right.
all that.
Yeah.
You, the license part is not free.
Yeah,
you
no,
get
the
it
license
yourself.
Part isn't free, but
you
got
to talk to
the ceremony.
Do some prep.
Where do people contact you to get actual information
on
what they have to do?
Go to oddmall.info
okay.
and click on the link for Emporium of the Weird, which is
okay.
the top one on the list. And we don't have a post about it yet because it's posted on Facebook.
But they can email Oddmall and then
yeah,
give them the information. Because
yeah,
I know
exactly.
there is some legal stuff you have to do beforehand.
But in order for your marriage to be considered
legal
by
yeah.
the state, you have the paperwork you have to sign. You can do that afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a really cool thing.
Awesome.
It's basically the idea is everyone has someone that they love. And if they don't have someone they love, they just grab someone randomly from the
crowd. Well, Oddmall's a great place to find someone you're
exactly.
going to love.
Exactly. You're there with fellow weird people. You know? So,
you should unite random people there. Like, it doesn't have to be legal in that sense.
And it does that on a regular basis
it's
anyway.
True. If you can't find love at Oddmall, you're just not trying.
No. This is it's a little known fact that Andy is a love guru. How many people have you met or have you like joined?
There are about at least 8 children in existence, only 2 of which are mine, that wouldn't exist without Oddmall or Pound the Cob.
There's plenty of people that have met each other because either Andy introduced them or it was at one of his shows.
That's true. I have a different word rather than love guru. It starts
what
with
you
a P
call?
And ends with a P.
Right. So that's what's coming for Kyle or for Oddmall. Remember, we got Riverside Ramble coming up in May also.
Absolutely.
So
that's going to be a blast. Everyone should come. Bart will be there, I hope.
Bart, did you get that thing squared away down in, you know, with the cops and
the gold bars?
Are you allowed back
yeah.
into Kansas again?
Yeah.
It wasn't gold bars. But
and the grill? Did you?
The grill?
No,
the barbecue grill?
No,
or
no, they had the grill on the tee. Is it?
No, Andy was right. But you're right also.
Well, you were both
he's
right.
He's got all kinds of grills.
On his teeth. I don't know. This is a weird show, Ken.
I know. This is kind of all over the place, but...
I'm supposedly not feeling well.
Yeah, we didn't have any local news, so we had to get somewhere.
True.
So. Yeah, we always start with what we were doing, so this is what we're going to be doing.
No, here's the thing, y'all, because I'm kind of feverish, so it's like everywhere. It's like, I see the code.
He's looking through the Matrix.
That's right, I see everything.
So, Miss Dawn, I know you always bring some geeky news for us.
I do.
Do you want to start on the lowdown, then we'll go from there? Everybody had already heard about it, but we got...
Yeah,
everybody's more than likely already heard about it, but we got to give our tribute.
Yes. Just a couple days ago, we found out that actor and, in a sense, geek icon, considering how many things he has been in, Bill
many
Paxton,
of which we've already talked about.
Bill Paxton passed away.
It was sudden, too. It wasn't...
It was complications from surgery of some type.
Oh.
So,
dude was
it 61. Wasn't... You know,
yeah.
Yeah. But he was in a lot of stuff. I mean, he was in Aliens. He was in...
Well, someone Predator. Actually made a post. Said there's very few people that can say they've been killed by... an alien, a predator, and a Terminator.
That's
one.
Right.
And
he is the only one.
He's
who's
been killed
by
all three of them before.
That's right. And I mean, even most recently, he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't
he finished? He finished.
Yeah, he got turned into like a grease monster.
Right. And Weird Science.
Yeah, Weird
Science.
Science.
Yeah. And he finished filming his role for the new Training Day. As
oh,
well,
cool.
So that'll, I guess, technically be his last role, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because people, if you look at Bill Paxton's career, really, he only had a starring role where he was the guy everybody's looking at in like one or two movies.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody in the world knows him.
Yes.
He was everywhere.
And
he was
him with Bill Pullman.
He was the best
yeah.
guy ever killed on a sci-fi film.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he always played roles that you hated the character. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, deliberately.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Stereotypical
and,
guy.
And from being in... From being in, was it Twister? Was that the one?
Yeah,
he was in?
Yeah.
There were storm chasers who actually paid tribute to him. I guess they have on their radar system. It notes where they're located with their storm tracker kind
yeah.
of stuff. They actually paid tribute to him by spelling out his initials on their radar.
Nice.
Oh, that's what that
awesome.
Was.
That's yeah, that's what it was.
So
but it was just kind of cool.
British
yeah. It was, you know, kind of a cool way to do it. With,
yeah.
Twister
about,
but yeah, so
cool.
We say farewell to Bill
Paxton. So what else you got in the news?
Well, I have, because you know, it's been a couple weeks, I have Deadpool news.
Uh-oh.
Because I have to have it every couple weeks. Okay, the awesome thing about Deadpool 2 is that it now has a working title.
Okay.
Because we know that productions get working titles.
Electric Boogaloo?
And you're pretty close. productions get working titles so people don't necessarily know what's going on, but, you know, once you know the title, you just go to where they're shooting it and you'll find out. The working title for Deadpool 2 is Love Machine.
Okay.
and it just, like, is highly appropriate. There's it,
thank you.
It will begin shooting May 1st. There's still no firm release date.
Thank you.
But Fox has reserved two spots in 2018 for mystery movies they have not released yet.
Ooh.
One of them is March 2nd, and one is June 29th.
Okay.
The other interesting bit of news that may go along with this for another movie is that Simon Kinberg confirmed that they're looking at a 2018 release date for the New Mutants movie.
Oh, okay.
So it's possible that both of those slots will be taken, one with Deadpool.
That's another one that people may have not heard. That Simon Kinberg, if you actually look at his credits, that he's king of the geeks in Hollywood.
Yes.
When it comes to producing. Because he does TV, movies, but his name is on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, Mutants, if you name it geeky in Hollywood, he's got touched on it somewhere.
He has been part of a lot of things.
So there's a couple of guys in Hollywood that it's like, if you just keep your eyes out, you see that these same guys keep popping up on the same things.
That's right. So it'll be interesting to see if they work in Deadpool and Cable into New Mutants, because the New Mutant comic is where Deadpool first showed up.
Okay.
So it would be interesting if they release the Deadpool movie first and then have him show up in the New Mutants movie, that kind of thing, but I don't know if they haven't.
You know
really
what would almost be funny? Is if, because he said in the post credits that Cable's going to be in this new movie.
Yes.
So if you get the entire Deadpool movie. And in the post-credit scene, Cable stops and waves at him.
Yeah, Cable's at the
that would be a Deadpool joke.
That would be a Deadpool,
joke. Cable just waves his camera, walks around.
And then he's in the
movie.
Yeah.
The movie like someone's installing Cable in his apartment.
The guy shows up with a prosthetic arm, just
right.
like a normal one.
Yeah.
But honestly,
car.
With a title like Love Machine, I'm wondering... Working titles aren't always directly referential,
no.
but they usually have something in retrospect where you're like, oh, that's why they picked
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did have that stuff, Unicorn. That's all I'm going to say.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another thing that you guys probably don't know, and that dude, and I don't care, but Wham did a cover of Love Machine on their first album, which, Careless Whisper, was a release from Make It Big, which was the second album. So me might be like referencing Wham songs all through his whole
thing. Oh, there you go.
I'm just saying.
I'm glad to continue the Wham connection.
I mean, Careless Whisper was in the first movie. Maybe their cover will be in the second movie of Love Machine, or just having the song Love Machine in the movie. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And speaking of music, look at that segue. How awesome is that? Bob's Burgers has an album coming out.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that. Not just the album, they have vinyl coming out.
If you watch the show, you know basically every episode is a musical episode, pretty much.
Yeah.
So this album will actually have 112 tracks.
I heard about that too.
Yes. You have to realize on Bob's Burgers, it's not like they're 2 and 3 minute songs.
Yeah.
These are like, some of them are 10 seconds long, some of them are 30 seconds long. So there's a lot of songs you can put in.
You know who has all the Bob's Burgers songs memorized?
No, we're not singing today.
Not
only that.
No, I'm just saying, I'm happy because we'll finally get the Boys for Now songs.
Kylan loves the Boys for
Now. When you
episodes.
Said there were that many tracks on it, there was a reference I was going to make, but unfortunately I cannot say the band's name on this podcast. Some people might know who I'm talking about.
So it's everything from, obviously, the theme song to everything in between. And it's got all the stuff from the shows, plus it has actually some covers by some other bands that are kind of like indie bands and that kind of thing. So there's actually going to be some longer versions of the songs. There's one that's on the page I found of the announcement that... What's that song called? Bad Stuff Happens in the Bathroom. It's an episode where Bob gets stuck to the toilet.
I just watched that the other day.
Right, and he and Louise are kind of singing a duet on opposite sides of the door, and Louise doesn't want to get blamed for it. But it's actually, there's actually a cover version by another band, and their video was done animated Bob's Burger style of the band.
Nice.
So it's kind of cute. But it's coming out on May 12th. It's going to be a digital download, or CD, or in vinyl, and there's this like mega ultra pack you can get that will have a songbook, like in terms of, it'll have the music you can actually play on instruments, it'll have a lyrics book, it'll have posters and stickers, and...
You have a birthday coming up this year.
It only costs
me a I have a birthday coming up every year.
There's out there who want to get a birthday present for Dawn.
It'll only cost you a leg and the spleen.
I think it's only like $89 for that big pack.
I mean, I like the thought of getting the sheet music and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an awesome little perk.
Yeah.
And they actually have a pre-unboxing video that's animated, and it's... who's the dude that's always at the diner?
Teddy.
Yeah.
At some point, we gotta watch one of these.
It's Teddy's arms, and you can hear his voice because he's getting all excited about this, and he's pulling things out of the box. But it's all animated, so it's an animated record, an animated book, and all, so it shows you what you get with the big pack and everything.
That is so cool.
So yeah, May 12th. Look forward to it, and yeah, that'll be on my iPod all the time.
Now I have that fart song stuck.
You're welcome. That's the main news I had. There was not
I was just flipping through and there wasn't a whole lot.
Because of the Oscars, it wasn't heavy news week.
Was there anything actually worth talking about on the Oscars?
No.
No.
There really wasn't. There was the one, Zootopia won for animated.
It should not have.
Fantastic Beasts won for costume.
Okay.
And Suicide Squad won for makeup and hair.
No.
Really?
Which actually,
have you seen how bad the makeup and hair looked in that show?
But you look at stuff like Diablo, what they did with Diablo, the stuff they did with Killer Croc, some of that stuff.
Yeah, they kept showing.
The real thing about makeup and hair is that there were only 3 nominees in that category.
There's usually not a lot, yeah.
Wow.
So those were like the only geek-ish things that actually won anything.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, I guess, were floored that Suicide Squad won anything.
Yeah.
I was personally insulted that Suicide Squad won anything.
That's right.
I love Suicide Squad.
Of course you did, Greg.
It was a great movie. I almost made it 40 minutes into it.
New record.
But we're, actually...
The short shorts.
Huh?
The short shorts.
Yeah. But,
Short shorts.
What were... Yeah, Harley Quinn...
Harley.
She was almost
Harley's
wearing shorts.
Harley outfit.
Yeah.
You mean the hot pants?
Yeah. But what we're going to talk about tonight was we were thinking because we talk superheroes a lot, but something those of us here at Geek Watch 1 have watched, but we've not really talked about at all, was Timeless. The show just ended, and
the season
probably,
just ended.
Well, yeah,
we don't know
ended.
About the
we
show
don't know
yet.
About the show. But it's actually I would call it an example of a time travel show done well.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of them that were done okay, and it just had fun with it. But this, it was, it just was a fun show.
There was no regard for history at all.
I know, that's the best part about this.
People just straight up walking into, 1873 with an automatic gun. I'm like, really?
That sounds kind of like this other show I really like. I don't know if you've heard of it, Doctor Who.
Yeah, but they said alternate. For some reason, they get to pass.
Librarians.
Yeah, but he's a doctor.
Yeah, but in Doctor Who, the stuff that he does doesn't really affect history.
He's usually trying to save
people. Really. This thing.
But there's usually a blatant disregard for actual history in that.
Well, the general overall of this was there's a guy who steals a time machine, as you do,
right,
and goes back through history to change things, to change the events of now, which is a trope that's been done many, many times.
Right.
So there's a team that takes their backup time machine, because when you build one, you have to have two.
Well, there has to be a prototype.
That's
you're not
right.
just going to go straight for the good one.
Well, they take the prototype out to stop him when he's trying to change history.
I have a question, though, to interrupt. If you make one time machine, mm-hmm. and you have it sit around for more than a few seconds, mm-hmm. technically you have an infinite number of time machines. You just have to
really?
Go back in time a second, and then you've got another one.
Well, actually, they did set some rules on this one. You cannot go into a time that you already exist.
Oh, okay, then that wouldn't
so
work.
The closest they got to now was, 1983?
I
think
so, yeah.
Which makes me feel old.
Yeah.
That's oh my right. god, that was the closest thing.
That's the closest they can get to now because they already existed.
Yeah,
because
they're in their early
20s.
Yeah.
So, but the only name that I know is Matt Lanter was one of the actors in it. Which anybody who's familiar with Star Wars: The Clone Wars, he was Anakin Skywalker for all six seasons there. Plus, there was a one season show on the CW called Starcrossed. That he played in, and he was like the one redeeming factor of that show.
That's why it was one season.
Yeah. It was Starcross was if you mixed Alien Nation with Romeo and Juliet, you had Starcross.
And it was something.
And they were pushing the Romeo and Juliet more than anything else.
Yeah.
You know.
So,
but
this
like a lack of explosions.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was the very few.
Exactly.
Show.
Like,
lots of
that.
Lots of aliens, and that's yeah. But this show was awesome. You go back to all these events in history that were happening, and they changed them every time, inevitably.
Yes.
Something changed, and they would come back to the right. And the nice thing was, in this one, there were consequences.
Yes.
Because when they would come back to the present, something changed.
And it wasn't just that line of history changed. It could affect their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like if. Early on, they did some. I don't even remember the episode and exactly what they did.
I think it was the first episode.
But they came back to the present, and the person who's the historian, she suddenly no longer had a sister.
It was the first one.
And it had nothing.
Yeah,
and
it
really technically had nothing to do with her, what she thought was her for her personal history.
Right.
Didn't they save the Hindenburg in that one?
No.
I don't remember what it. There was something they changed, though.
The person saved the Hindenburg from exploding, and the Hindenburg was supposed to blow up. They ended up destroying it.
There was still an explosion, but it didn't kill all the people that
right.
would have
yeah.
killed.
Right.
Yeah.
But it killed the rider, the female.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She got shot.
Yeah, because there were some. It's almost like it's a little bit Doctor Who in the sense that it does have fixed points that they can't change.
Yeah.
If someone's meant to die, they may not die in the original way, but they're going to end up dying.
Out,
like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like so you get all these bits of history where they go back and they fix what their you know villain is trying to mess up.
And by doing that, they actually change the way history was supposed to happen.
They change it, and there are times when they come back to the present and they're actually mentioned in a news article from the past for saving or changing something.
Mm-hmm.
And so which kind of is more of a paradox than going back to when you even existed.
Yeah.
It was just like
and if, well, go ahead.
That was when James died, and also when Al Capone were in the history books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Al Capone one was cool. We actually, Eric Kripke, the guy who created Supernatural, is actually one of the executive producers and creators on this.
Right.
And we actually got a couple of Supernatural actors towards the end, finally.
Yeah.
We got Misha Collins played Elliot Ness.
Yeah.
Who got shot episode. And killed before he arrested Capone?
Yes. Well, the first thing they changed was the guy went back and changed it, so Al Capone got off on the charges of tax evasion.
Right.
The case fell apart. All the evidence was gone. So now you got to figure out how you're going to actually get Al Capone out of the picture from here on.
Right.
So they end up...
calling his brother?
Yeah, they end up finding Al Capone's brother, who was actually... had changed his name for like 20 years ago and was living actually in the same city still.
And right. He was a prohibition agent.
Yeah, he was a prohibition agent. And he ends up... they end up doing this whole convoluted thing, and he ends up having to kill Al Capone.
And the interesting thing is they have... There are really just three people on this team. You have the one who runs the machine.
Yes.
The guy who's essentially their protection and military and meant to kill the people that are supposed to be killed.
He's a Marine.
And then you have the historian.
Right.
And so they all have their parts to play. And some points in history, like when Lincoln is killed, they have a very hard time letting that happen.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the historian knows it has to happen, and yet she doesn't want it to happen.
Exactly. She actually stopped it.
Yeah.
From happening the way it was supposed to, but it didn't matter because
it still ended
still,
up.
Still
yeah, because what it is.
Well,
it's because
she was after Flynn.
Yeah.
Flynn was going to do it.
But once you see the end result of what happens because of this tragic thing, this great man that was killed, but look what happened because of that.
Yeah.
Right.
So this still has to happen.
And that's what the. As the. It's kind of amazing how big a part the historian plays in the show, period. Like, they'll go back into the past and. She'll know exactly where to find someone or what happened on that day, or she's got an eidetic memory or something. Like, she knows every bit of history, which is slightly unrealistic.
Well, I've met a couple people like that just history's their thing.
But and when before they travel every time, if they mention a date, she'll know what happened on that day.
Yeah, okay, why? They're like, well, because they can actually track the time machine, so when he jumps to somewhere. They, on the computers, they can see, okay, he went to this date at this time in this general vicinity.
Yeah.
I think it's within a 50-mile radius is where they can pinpoint it. And that's when he comes back to the regular time, they can do that, too. They know he's within a 50-mile radius of this, but that's a pretty big area. But he'll go back to, say, whatever it was, and she'll say, then this must be what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
And the interesting thing is it's not just... Like in the early days of Legends of Tomorrow, when they would suddenly end up somewhere in history and be wearing clothes from the 80s, but they were in the 1840s.
Yeah.
it's not like they know where they're going ahead of time, and they have a huge wardrobe to choose from. Like
yes.
they have
this
set
this company,
up, so they have all the necessary clothes for them, and they get in costume really.
Yeah.
To go back to every time period, so they don't.
They
stand
have
out.
Money. So this company, Mason Industries, that built all this. Is actually working with the government because of this.
Right.
And they actually get in there, and this company, this billionaire runs, obviously, but he's got money from all these different time frames and everything else, so they can actually take that back. The only thing that's weird is usually because towards the end, when they got the other guy, instead of their normal Marine, went with them, and he had the period gun.
Yes.
And it was like, well, why don't you have the modern automatic that he usually carries? So that's the one thing, is he takes his regular gun with him.
And the thing is, it's not just some, going back and forth in time to stop this guy from doing stuff. He has a reason.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. This actually fills your secret society niche, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's this organization called Rittenhouse.
Yes.
That supposedly, Flynn, the guy who's the villain in this, is trying to stop them from killing his wife and daughter.
And the way that he has decided is best to do this is to destroy every single person who's ever been part of Rittenhouse from the beginning of time.
That's right.
Which, I mean, he tries to do that early on with the beginnings of this organization and kills the main person involved.
Yeah, the man who started it all.
But this man has a son, and I had a problem with this episode because the historian wanted to protect the child and let him get away.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, they just killed your father. What are you going to do? You're going to get back at them and you're going to keep going with the society.
Exactly.
That's what you're going to do. So, I was not pleased with that.
No,
so,
wait.
Kill the damn kid.
Yeah, you kill the kid.
Yeah, exactly. You always kill the kid if you kill the father.
But we also saw that when it comes to it, there was more than just the one person. There was a lot of them.
Yeah, that's true. Once you get to the modern times, with this, Rittenhouse started with one person in the
1770s. But we don't really quite know that. We think.
Yeah. But this guy's actual name was Rittenhouse.
Yeah, but we don't.
So,
really
but
know.
Well,
once
yeah,
you get
he did,
to the
he did bring people together too.
Once you get now to the 21st century.
Yeah.
This is like a Freemason Illuminati type organization with hundreds of people all over the world. And this is actually Vicky and Bert were talking about Illuminati on Sunday, but how the Illuminati has like officially 13 specific family bloodlines that you're automatically in if you're part of that.
Yep.
Well, Rittenhouse is the same way. They have like four or five or six different families that if you're pure blood from that family, you're a part of Rittenhouse no matter what.
That's right.
You find out that from the way it looks. The actual plan of Rittenhouse is they had actually funded to get these time machines built so that they can go back and change history in specific places so that when you get to now, they are in charge of everything. They'll basically be ruling the world once you get to this point. So if you change specific parts.
Trump?
What?
Trump?
No.
Skynet?
Yes, Skynet, yes.
Skynet. We'll go with Skynet.
You know, Hydra, maybe?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like they're whispering to each other, and it's a whole Hail Hydra all the time.
Yeah.
You don't know who's a member.
So it's what I really liked the last episode was that the whole thing of where we're talking about some people you want to save because they're such a great person. In the last episode, you get the one with Lindbergh. And it's like, he did this great thing at very early in his life.
Yep.
And then, but what happened, they made him land early, so he never landed in Paris.
That's right.
No one knew he landed right away. But then you find out 10, 15 years later, because a lot of people, and I didn't realize this in history, that Lindbergh really was not a great guy after that.
No.
He was, a Nazi sympathizer and a bunch of other stuff.
I didn't think it was that long. I thought it was like more like a couple weeks, practically.
I think it was a couple years.
It was
in the 20s or 30s. But he was like a Nazi sympathizer, all these other things that was going on. And even though he'd done this great transatlantic flight thing, that's what everybody remembers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they're at this point, they're thinking, well, do I kill him now before he does all this other stuff? It's basically the flip of the Abraham Lincoln problem.
That's true.
Instead of, should we save Abraham Lincoln, it's, should we go ahead and kill this guy before...
Well, that was the one in the murder house, the murder hotel.
Yeah. That was an awesome one, though, with all the trap doors and all these other things in there.
Well, yeah, I like that piece of history. I like the Holmes house.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
I never heard of that.
During the Chicago World's Fair,
mm-hmm.
he created a murder hotel. Mm-hmm. He built all these trap doors, back rooms, gas chambers, and he was a massive serial killer at the time. And the fact that they actually did that on the show, I love that episode.
Yeah, and well, my favorite part of that show...
What?
My favorite part of that episode was, I'm a sucker for Harry Houdini.
Yeah. The fact that they put Houdini in that episode, I think that was great.
And the fact that, I don't remember any of these characters' names for some reason, but the historian was a huge Houdini fan.
Yes.
Right? So she would mention one or two things, and Houdini knew what she was talking about, because it was one of his tricks that he would normally
do. She was basically a fangirl when it came to Houdini.
So, and she, the first time she meets him in it, she gets to actually be his assistant on stage.
That's right.
One of the, you pull an assistant from the crowd to check your locks and that type of thing.
Yeah. That's because they needed him to unlock
her. But the show's full of all kinds of twists and turns and ups and downs, and you never know what's going to go on.
It's really well written, like we said, the history is good.
Yeah.
It's kind of believable how they change it and how they try to fit in when they travel through time. And
well, what got me in the beginning was the fact that they do change time when they come back to the future, really, but
right.
The time has actually changed. There's consequences to anything that they do.
Well, right. and they're the only ones who remember the way things work.
Exactly.
Right.
Because they're caught in their time stream kind of thing, and the people who they left behind only know the history as it has been changed.
Yeah.
Where this is why she knows she has a sister, but no one else knows she had this sister. Her mom doesn't recognize having a sister, and her mom was no longer sick. In the beginning, when she had a sister,
had like
her
terminal cancer or something.
Yeah, her mom was really sick, and all of a sudden, when she came back and didn't have a sister, her mom wasn't sick anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they actually remember the two versions of history.
The other one that made it interesting, huh?
The mom's part of Rittenhouse too.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that. That's at the very end of it, so we'll get to that one. But the other part that was fun that because the Hindenburg, for some reason, her mom's better. She has no sister. She has a fiance that she's never met.
Yes,
right.
that was awkward.
Awkward the whole time.
When she comes back, it's like their engagement party. Like, she shows up at the engagement party. It's like, oh, that's a little awkward.
Hey, who's this guy? So that, the other one that was fun was the Marine. Yeah, we'll get to the whole mother, father, all that stuff towards the end.
Lucy's
that's all
new.
Twisted around. Lucy. That's her name. Lucy.
Lucy.
That's
her name.
Lucy Wyatt.
And Lucy Wyatt and... Oh, it starts with an R. not Ruben. Is it Ruben?
Yeah.
Rufus.
How can you forget
Why
that?
Is the black guy gotta be named Rufus?
Black guys are always named Rufus.
No, not in Tekken. Not in Tekken.
Not everyone named Rufus
yeah, but
is black.
That's true.
Bill and Ted with George Carlin.
Yeah, that's true.
Jews.
That's because he was a geeky person.
I think there's but, a dog named Rufus named something somewhere.
But Wyatt's big thing for this whole thing was his wife had been murdered.
That's right.
Right.
Had been kidnapped and murdered. He didn't know, and he had been told by Flynn that I have the information. I know who killed her.
Yes.
So if you help me, I'll do this. At some point, he did help Rufus, and just quid pro quo, Rufus gives him the name of the guy, and it's actually a serial killer that's already in jail, and he's never getting out. He's got two or three life sentences.
Right.
So then, but
it's because he said he killed three women.
Exactly, and he had killed three women. So Wyatt actually steals the time machine in one of these episodes, and with Rufus, and the two of them by themselves go back to the 1980s, which was a fun episode with all the 80s references. You get Rufus loves the A-Team. And they're walking around, looks like Miami Vice with what they're wearing.
Yeah, that's the clothes they chose.
But they left the historian behind because they knew that, one, they didn't want to get her in trouble. They knew their national security is going to be all over them when they get back.
Right.
But, and it did change history so that this serial killer's parents never met.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had met, but they never actually had their one-night stand. Basically is what it was.
He interrupted them right in the middle of it.
Yeah. So when they finally do get back, the guy has never been born, and two of the three women he killed were still alive.
Exactly.
Wyatt's wife is
wife.
Still dead.
Yeah.
Right.
So all the circumstances that happened for her death, her being kidnapped and killed, all still happened.
But
so obviously
else.
It was someone else did it.
Right.
So that's another, like, almost like another fixed point. It's like she was going to end up dead either way.
That's
I
actually that's the one.
Did it.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
In order to get him into the program, then they did that.
But I think that's the one that cemented it that there are fixed points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was that episode that, you know what, some things you can't stop.
Because then, from that point on, he decided that there was no way he would be able to stop it, so he was just going to work with Lucy to get her sister back.
Exactly. Right. So,
But her mom dropped the ball on her.
Yeah.
See, that last episode, okay, the entirety of the season, midway through the season, you find out that Lucy is Rittenhouse legacy.
Right.
She's part of the family. And
She's never known her father at all.
Yes.
She finds out who her father is, and then from everybody else finds out that this guy that she knows now is her father. She never actually talked to him yet, but the guy she found out is her father, they know because he's the guy in charge of Rittenhouse.
Yes.
He's the one threatening their lives and their families and
such. And so you go through the entire season knowing all about this, and it gets to the final episode. And
they take them down. They took out Rittenhouse. They took out everybody.
They took everything out. And everything's been resolved, and quite honestly, it would have been the end of the entire show. Like,
yeah.
And that's what we're thinking, like, because at this point in time, literally, like right now, they have not announced if there's a second season.
Right.
It's still up in the air. So, it
How
could
the
have been.
For this?
They were kind of middle ground.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. I mean,
yeah.
It's enough to get a second season. But anyway, so they could have ended it kind of where they did, and would have been a fine end of an entire, you know, one season series. But then they decided to throw in a cliffhanger and a little twist, and at the
and very... like in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Literally the last 5 minutes has you screaming at the screen as she comes home and explains everything to her mother and about having a sister and wanting to go back and save her, and they've given her one last chance to take a trip and save her and do all this, and her mom's like, but you don't seem to understand, and her mom basically drops the bomb that... she's Rittenhouse too.
Yeah.
She's double royalty.
So she tells her daughter she's royalty because she basically had a mother and father who were both the bloodlines of Rittenhouse. And you're just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So the whole time you're focusing on the father and it's the mom too.
So I'm wondering, after that first episode, was she Rittenhouse before that first episode with Hindenburg? Is that one of the things that changed?
Well, I mean, she would have had to have been if it's a bloodline legacy.
Or was she? Or was she one of the ones that married in?
Well,
and
yeah,
she got
true.
Divorced.
She
she's still
in.
There.
That's
no,
true.
I think she was. I think she's blood.
But yeah, it sounded like it was.
Yeah,
blood.
I mean,
it had to be
did,
blood.
Because basically her timeline would have been affected, and whether or not she existed was so. Yeah, so she.
Yeah,
she
it would have made no difference
been.
Whether she was sick.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of like the cliffhanger of where they left things, and now it's just like, okay, what do we do now?
Exactly. And unfortunately, if it does get renewed, we gotta wait till next fall.
Right.
Because this was a regular fall premiere with everything else. I thought this was a full would have a full season.
Yeah.
Like, but it only had, what, 12 episodes?
They added more to it.
They did get an order for more episodes, so we got more than they originally had.
Okay, well, we got 12, I think, total.
Right.
No, we got more than that.
No, it was 16 or 18, I think.
Yeah, because originally it was going to be
12. It was 16, yeah. They did the same thing for Legends.
Yeah.
Because Legends had 12, and then they got the last four.
So, I mean, obviously we're all hoping that it gets a second season.
Yeah, this was a really good show.
If you like the time travel kind of stuff without a lot of the sci-fi...
Yeah. We've already spoiled all the twists.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
But it's still worth watching.
And yeah, it was very good seeing the way the twists
are done. If they do a second season, I want to know more about Rufus's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh,
with
yeah.
Her, kind of like.
Yeah, because there was stuff going on at the end. Yeah. Whether having four people in that time machine did something.
Yeah. I was thinking the only problem with four people in there is one would get bounced around. Because they always talk about how many reentries you get.
Yeah.
So it looks like, no, there's something physically that happened to her because of being an extra person in the
box.
Yeah,
she was passing out, she was having convulsions, there was a lot going on.
Possible future.
Yeah.
The pod itself was cool, too.
Right.
Yeah, the concentric rings that spin in different directions. And
it looked like a big eyeball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they were only going to the past, but it was like his girlfriend was going to the future.
Yeah, she saw some like apocalyptic future of the San Francisco Bridge or something.
I thought she was seeing the past when it was being built.
No,
it looks like it was destroyed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, is there anything else in Timeless we want to talk?
I think that's all I got.
Well, the fact that we also learned how Flynn got the diary from Lucy.
Yes.
That was the one future thing that happened.
He told her a while ago that
he knew
because she had written about it.
Yeah.
And she said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "It's in your diary."
But until he got to the end, though, it looked like... maybe he had gone to the future or something.
Right.
Which there are rules that said you can't do. So this just means...
Since when is he following the rules? Come on!
No. I'm talking about the physics of this
but
universe.
But maybe he's dead at that time, so he could still go to the future.
Possibly.
Apparently she traveled back in time.
That's what it looks like. She had actually taken the pod from the future when she wrote all this down, once she got to the end of this actual story.
Right.
Said, you know what? This is what I have to do to get this all started.
And it goes back to Doctor Who again, because it's like River having her journal.
Spoilers.
Where they meet along the way.
Exactly. So.
Well, it's not funny because she never read the diary. Lucy never read her actual book. She never read it.
Yeah, they gave it to her, but she never even opened it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she, in a way, I think she probably knows she doesn't want to mess with it. She has to write it.
Right.
She doesn't want to know what's in it.
The weird thing is, technically, for her to have given it to him, she has to break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has to come to a time where she exists.
She would have, I mean, yeah, because he's not really all that much older than her if he is.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Right, so. Unless she went back
before. That's going to require explanations.
That's going to be interesting.
She'd gone back before she was born, where she knew he was at a fixed point.
Yeah, if you go back, let's say, 10 years before you're born and hide the diary, and then you go back...
And then he finds it later,
5 years
before you were born. Or she could have just traveled back to some place that she knew he traveled back to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like the 60s.
Then it gets really confusing.
And go cross-eyed.
But come on, you know time travel, it all works that way.
It's wibbly-wobbly.
It's so
time
wibbly.
Exactly.
That's why it's so good.
So, see, this is what happens... Doctor Who's what happens when the British do time right. Do time travel right. This is what happens when America actually
when
does time
actually
travel
know
right.
What they're doing. Yeah. I know we're not going to talk about a lot of different shows, but I just want to mention that if you like the time travel stuff, that's a little more on the dark side and definitely a little more sci-fi ish. 12 Monkeys.
I've heard about that. I've never seen
it. Great show.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It has very little to do with the original movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see that the movie as kind of just like a primer or something, but it's such a good show.
I didn't even know that was time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's back and forth all the time. It essentially is about the end of the world and how they're going to stop it.
Ah, okay.
But it's very gritty, I guess is really the only way to put it. A lot of the tech, it's like haphazard and thrown together and whatever they can find because they're in the future or of the, you know, where the apocalypse is pretty much happening. And they're trying to put this tech together to send people back to the past to prevent when it started.
Yeah.
Although so far, zero monkeys.
That's true. Right. Well, they had drawings of monkeys.
Right. Well, I remember when it was about from the movie.
Yes.
Had nothing to do with the time travel. They were wrong about it.
That's true.
Well,
so there is supposed to be returning this year, though. So there's another season.
Well, that's on Sci-Fi. Timeless was on NBC. But ABC actually is throwing their hat in the ring with a time travel show starting this week.
Yes.
On March 5th.
Yep.
A show called Time After Time. Now, I don't know, I know very little about this, but It sounds interesting because some of the characters are H.G. Wells, Jack the Ripper. This just looks like a fun time, fun
story. And it's based on a
what
movie
is this all about?
Again.
What is it? I know you did some more research on this than I have.
Well, Kylan knows
moment,
more about
so,
it.
Kylan, what is this?
All right, it's based off of a movie. I'm thinking it had to be 83, 84, where H.G. Wells actually builds his time machine. And he travels to 1984, at least in the movie it was. And then Jack the Ripper leaps onto the time machine right as the time machine makes his jump. So then he lands in San Francisco in 1984, and Jack the Ripper just goes off, you know, because it was the 80s and everything's crazy, and he's just loving it.
Oh.
And so
1979.
79. Okay. So
I
then
correct you there.
Hey, sounds even crazier. Because you're not in the 80s.
Not quite in the
80s. Pop stuff. You got disco that you're dealing with.
Well, when he saw it, it came out in 83, but it came out in 79 after that.
Oh.
Right? So,
thank you, man. Yeah.
And so then H.G. Wells actually, he ends up meeting this woman, and he's trying to adjust to modern life. He's a Victorian man, and women wear pants. You know, he's trying to make sense out of all of this.
Well, that's one thing.
So there's a lot of chasing, a lot of fighting, and so by the end of the movie, he ends up killing Jack the Ripper. And
well, don't give away the series.
As one does.
That was a movie. Almost 40 years, I think.
Yeah,
alerts weren't on.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. So.
And so then,
doesn't mean you're not going to go get it now.
and then the woman who was helping him, you know, adjust to modern life decides that she figures she would appreciate Victorian England, and so then they travel
back.
Back in time. That's it.
Oh, hey, the original movie, it had
pants?
Malcolm McDowell and Mary Steenburgen in it.
Yes.
Kylan.
Yes.
Kylan.
Yeah.
Does she lose her pants?
She did, yes.
But not her petticoats.
Lost the pants, gained the petticoats.
Yeah.
Also, apparently there's been 4 movies called Time After Time since the
70s. It's all songs.
Yeah.
At least one.
So we know that's actually coming.
But that film
this
was
week.
Based on a book.
A novel.
Yeah.
You didn't know that one, did you?
A novelization of them.
You don't say.
So this is one we're definitely going to have to watch and just see, and we'll probably wait to the end of it to talk
and
about
we'll
it again.
And we'll end up comparing it.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Just an observation, though. H.G. Wells, the name, if you just swap the S a little bit, it forms the word Hugswell, which I think would be a good name for a character. Like a
villain.
Like a character that likes to hug people.
No, it should be a villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be a villain.
Sure. So H.G. Wells versus Hugswell.
Yeah.
The Kylan Toll story.
Yeah.
I like it.
Starring Kylan Tolles as Don Toll.
It
is a stretch.
I didn't talk for a while.
Actually, while we're in time mode, what other time shows are actually going on right now? Do we know of any that we're watching? Mm-hmm.
Frequency just ended.
Frequency, was it any good? I never actually watched it.
I loved it, but I have a feeling it's going to get canceled.
I thought they already said it only had the one season.
Well, they cut it short, but they never said if it got canceled.
So the one thing I've heard that was really good about it, supposedly it was better than the movie.
Yeah.
But I've never saw the movie
either. The movie wasn't that bad. I remember seeing the movie.
But it spread out so much,
yeah.
It digs into a lot of the butterfly effect.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And I really like, and well, the fact that the whole family's Irish kind of helped a lot.
Yeah.
Because anytime there's an Irish family, it's like, okay, I'm watching it.
And he doesn't even like the Irish.
I am Irish.
That's why you don't like them.
You sound bad. We know that.
But see, that's
well, also
so
the name
well,
Sullivan. So.
That's what works so well with time travel shows versus movies is you can delve deeper
yeah.
into the effects and
flesh out the story
and the plot lines and stuff. Yeah, it does work better with.
Aren't they doing like a Looper TV series?
I think they already did one
yeah.
and it just and it failed out.
Oh, they did it already.
They tried,
yeah.
Okay.
And of course, we have Doctor Who coming back in
oh,
mid-April.
Yeah. We finally caught up on all of Doctor Who except for the Christmas special from this year because it's not on Amazon yet.
Okay.
Oh, that was a good one.
I know.
Yeah, I liked the.
I wanted to see that one.
It was good.
I've forgotten everything about it
except that it
I know it's about superheroes.
Oh yeah, the
there
superhero.
Was a superhero.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
The nanny superhero.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
But they just this past weekend they dropped the new trailer for season 10 of Doctor Who.
Oh.
Okay.
There's a new trailer.
So what happened? Anything interesting in there?
I mean, it doesn't give you much. It's like I think 30 seconds long or something. So it's not.
So,
it's
but
not
it's
a
an
lot,
actual
but...
trailer. It's not just like the TARDIS spinning around.
Like... No, it's Billy talking about the Doctor.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, I did
and,
see that
and meeting him and stuff like that. So. Oh. So yeah, so that is technically another time travel show that's coming.
Okay.
It's back again in April. I don't know that we had any others that were time travel. Well, aside from Westworld, which isn't really time travel.
I need to watch that.
It's more...
Robots.
Different timelines.
Right.
It doesn't really have time travel.
Right.
But Westworld is quite awesome. There's no date for season two, but mm-hmm. season one took like an extra 2 or 3 years to show up, so... It'll be a while till we get season two.
Right.
There's a reason for that. It's supposed to replace Game of Thrones once Game of Thrones is done, so people keep with their HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, aha, I know what you're doing.
Well, I know HBO really, before Westworld, only had, what, two shows that people actually, for series?
What was the
they
other
had,
one?
Game of Thrones, and I guess the Detectives is very popular on HBO. Maybe not with most, with all the geeks.
Speaking of
but
Game of Thrones.
A lot, it's called The Detectives, isn't it?
True Detective.
That's it.
No.
But what about Game of Thrones?
Neil Fingleton, the actor who played...
he played a giant in one of the episodes. Mm-hmm. He died.
He died.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the tallest man in Britain.
Ah.
Yeah.
But I think they said it was like heart
That's
failure
just
or something.
Because Ken lives here.
He's what, 7'8"?
Yeah,
he was
wow.
Old.
I guess Ken's not quite...
But for Game of Thrones, that it's unconfirmed, but they're talking about an end of June premiere for the next season.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good, I can catch up.
I've yet to see Game of Thrones at all.
It's so good.
It is good.
It's not as good as Vikings, but
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. I need to get
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I love Game of Thrones.
I'm waiting for it to come to Amazon because Amazon does have that deal with HBO,
right.
But you gotta wait till their shows get old enough for it to come to Amazon.
Question.
So
you've seen both. Which one has less clothes?
Less clothing?
Oh, I don't
yes.
know.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones or what?
Or Vikings?
Or
For the American version of Vikings, it'd be Game of Thrones. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
Game
well,
of
yeah.
Thrones.
The European version of Vikings has less clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't exactly base the shows I watch on the amount of clothes. I mean, you can find that online anywhere.
Cameron's 21 years old.
It was like...
And he's into tech.
All
he can find it online anywhere.
All the dragons in Game of Thrones are naked.
There you go. There you go.
This is
and
true.
None of the ones in Vikings are because they don't have dragons.
Yeah.
That's the one I watched. It didn't have dragons.
Yeah, but Vikings has some amazing fighting scenes.
One of the reasons I love Vikings so much more is because fewer characters, fewer plot lines, it moves a lot faster, and there's a hell of a lot of fighting and blood and people getting things chopped off, and it's awesome.
Yes.
If I want Vikings, I'll go play For Honor.
No, you should try out Vikings. They're on. It's on Netflix.
You
I believe.
You can
isn't
watch
it?
Both
right.
of them.
Yeah.
That's right.
You
don't have to choose.
Yeah.
She will.
Well, if we let's go quickly into the finale
yeah.
of Vikings that
but
we never talked about.
What'd you have?
I was gonna say, don't take off the shield, mane, because she will
remove appendages.
Yeah.
She
will circumcise you in front of everybody.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we were actually going to talk a little bit about the finale of Vikings. A couple shows ago, we were talking about Vikings a couple times, and we finally got to the finale, and it did like 9,000 things in a 45-minute episode.
Yes.
Because I watched half the episode today just as a refresher, and at the beginning of the episode, I'm like, is this really the last episode? Because I remember at the end where we're at.
I think this is a record death.
And you start at the top, yeah. Everybody dies in the last episode.
Well, not everybody.
It's like, well, then the show's over, right?
I mean, they just go through and kill everybody.
Can I leave the room if I haven't seen yet?
Probably. We're going to be spoiling it.
Spoilers.
Yeah. If you don't want any spoilers. But by the time you get to it, you won't remember anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Because you're at the very beginning of the first season.
I
so you got four more seasons
show.
To go. but the fifth season is going, and Vicky said, I guess they have renewed the sixth season already. Before it's even been put out.
I think, yeah, I think
they,
I remember hearing something about
they
that.
They did two at once.
I believe this is probably one of the highest rated shows on Sci-Fi, or on History Channel.
Yeah.
History Channel, yeah.
And it's not even actual history. It's
well, because it brought people in who don't usually watch the History Channel because they're not into the factual history.
Well,
this has the fact basis.
Yeah.
And it takes poetic license.
Well, this is the reason you get stuff like, I guess, 6 that's out now, about SEAL Team 6 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you've been watching that, kind of. Was that any good so far?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. So, at some point, we might sit down and watch that. I don't
know.
That was
the way,
we have time.
Back when the History Channel was basically just known as Hitler Network.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I used
right.
to visit every day at 1 o'clock. It would be China Beach. You know, so
yeah,
it was something fictional that gets people in.
Because Michael Hurst,
that is
his first series.
They had to change
the name.
Well, Michael Hurst that made this. What else did he do?
Who wanted to watch
the
Tudors?
Oh, yeah, he did the Tudors. So he likes historically based shows.
Yes.
We're just starting on Vikings now.
Greg has to leave the room.
Hey,
Greg does not want any spoilers.
I haven't seen it. You ain't allowed to hate me.
Oh, I like you.
Okay, good.
But it's just an all in general.
The last episode, we start the episode with the Vikings basically. Actually, we didn't talk to see the way the Vikings actually took out the English army. It was amazing. It was the cripple Ivar's idea
right.
on how to do this.
Yeah, but you know his people were like, "I hate you,
oh,
I
yeah.
hate you, I hate you, I hate you."
This was the first the Vikings had ever tried basically guerrilla warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, you just line up in lines, and they line up in lines, and someone says, go, and they attack. And they just rush and attack and destroy everybody. That's the way it works.
Sounds like what kids do.
Yes.
There was a lot of strategy involved that a lot of people don't necessarily expect of Vikings.
Yes.
And obviously, the refined English didn't give them any credit for anything.
No, they're savages.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Ivar got kind of the idea when he was playing chess with the son.
Yeah, strategy.
Yeah, probably,
because he was teaching him how to play chess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ivar, for being totally insane and power hungry and wanting to burn everything, he was pretty smart when it came to war.
He was.
I wonder why.
Ivar's biggest problem, though, is his temper. And that's, obviously, by the end of the show, we know why. But he's really good when he actually takes his time and sets his mind to it and decide and realizes what he has to do. But if someone gets in his way and starts arguing with him, or like he just needs that little spark and he's off. Like
yeah,
he's just
right.
You're dead, literally.
Exactly.
In some cases.
Yeah. But I still say now that we got to the end of this season, Beorn is my favorite character out of all this. Because I was telling Vicky what it is, all the sons of Ragnar that are in this, all of them kind of have an aspect of Ragnar. A little bit. Beorn, it's awesome because he has the ability to lead men, the fighting prowess from his mom,
mm-hmm.
but it's like he's got all the pluses from his mom and his dad without his father's weaknesses.
Right.
His father's major weakness was really women. He always...
Well, yeah. He's got how many kids running around the world?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but he doesn't have that problem. Usually. But Vikings in general, we're a little loose when it comes to marriage, and that's just the way they decided
loose.
To go.
That's a good way to put it. They were loose.
They were loose.
Yes. They had children in many. Courts.
Well, the fact that he was sharing his mom's lover.
Yeah, that was an interesting one too.
Yeah, and then his mom was basically going to get away with it. Like she knew.
Because her girlfriend was in love with the Ragnar family.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It was just all you had to be was one of the people that were with Ragnar.
Now the interesting thing in the last episode is you see one of the newcomers for the next part of the season,
which actually Vicky and I were kind of excited about because we loved him. It's Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Yeah.
He was the Dracula series he was in. I thought was awesome.
He was pretty good.
That was a good show.
That really was.
Too bad it was on NBC.
People didn't
so
watch it. Yeah.
Right. I think it was put in the wrong spot. But Vicky liked him in Tudors. I've never seen Tudors. But the other one was the Mortal Instruments movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was in as the actual main villain in that.
He's done a lot of stuff.
He's been all over the place.
A lot of movies.
A lot of
and,
period pieces.
Yes, he loves doing period pieces. He plays a bishop coming up in this. He's not a good religious man, really.
No.
based on the last scene you see him in with the women.
No.
But you know, of the time, if you think about what bishops usually got up to, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
I'm 12.
We did find out that, but it's funny that King, was it Æthelstan?
Mm-hmm. No.
Or no, who was the king of Wessex? The names I are weird. I know it was Prince Aethelwulf was the one who
Prince
becomes
Prince Aethelwulf is, yeah.
He gives the crown to his son, and they evacuate everywhere, and he decides he cannot leave. The former king. But then he's dealing with the Vikings. The Vikings don't realize he's not king anymore.
He sets them up.
Yes.
He says,
I'll give you this and this. You can have all this land.
I'll give you all this. You can go take it. Look, I'll sign my name. And I'm the king. It's all mine to give.
Is it Eckhart?
And, okay. And they don't realize he's no longer the king. And it's not his land to give. And they have nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing when they gave him land in the first place.
Yeah.
And he just burned it down.
And the funny thing is, like, he was all about being... you know, great friends and everything earlier on and all this. And then their dad basically said, you just, no, go back and kill them. Just go back and kill them all.
Yeah.
And but he didn't know this.
Yeah.
And then he goes and screws them over anyway.
Yeah. And this show, everybody's screwing over everybody. That's just the way it works.
There's a lot of politics. It's like Game of Thrones in that sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of politics where people are screwing each other over in many ways.
That's the only way to, like, have any, like, be anything back then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm interested in going into the next season. I want to see Catechate. Because we've shown even they've actually, after the whole army has left, another army shows up to attack the village, and the most of the warriors are gone.
Yes.
But the shield maidens that are there, and the older warriors and stuff that are there, still defend the city and take out the
Agatha
knew
something was up, that's why she fortified it.
Yeah. They basically built a fortress out of the city.
So it'll be interesting to see if they do any kind of time jump. Because really...
Well, that's one thing that's been consistent with this show, is every season or two or so,
right,
they'll do a time jump.
That, and I don't think they should jump too much this time, though. I mean, really, if you consider...
Well,
you need them going back exploring...
This is a raid. We're Viking, you guys. So give us all your money
and
then we're going to murder you.
I think that if anything, it's going to be about a year or so for them just to get back.
Yeah, that would make
and
sense.
Find out. You know those two crazy brothers are in deep trouble when they get back. Well, I got this guy getting
right. Right.
So, and also, if you do too much of a time jump, Lagatha's going to be an old lady.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Right. You want to keep some of the same actors for the sons and that kind of thing, too. Like, some of the
I
little
see,
kids...
Some of the time
little,
jumps they've done, I can see they
kind
of had to do. Stuff like when Beorn was a child, where he became older... You had... The child they had playing him wouldn't age fast enough to show him as an older teen.
And plus, in their lives, you didn't need to see all the development of their village and all that. You didn't need to see that part of it.
Exactly.
You really just wanted to see the exploration and... The raping and pillaging and baiting.
That's
the
raping. I forgot about that. We were going to murder you and steal all your money, but we forgot to rape. Sorry about that.
You can do that after.
Okay. Exactly. So, what else do we want to talk about Vikings?
Probably,
is that pretty much most of it?
Ivar at the end.
But, yeah,
that
very
one
end.
Was not surprising.
Well, we all knew because Ivar's had that evil glint in his eye.
Yeah.
We all knew something was coming, and it had to come by the end of the
season. He's tried to do it a couple times. He finally does succeed and kills his brother.
Yes, wow. Yes. They're all at the table, and his brother finally ticks him off one time too many, and he throws the hatchet at him, but he looks surprised that he actually caught his brother this time.
He's like, holy crap, it works.
Because the other couple times he threw that hatchet, that, you know, or shot the arrow, like
someone
it
stopped
him.
It, or,
And this time, dead in the chest, got the hatchet and killed his brother.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this is their honor.
Did he bend over and try to tie his shoe like the second time and it went over his head?
No, he just had bad aim.
Oh, okay.
He improved.
Yeah. So, but that.
No, I think this is the first time he actually literally tried to do it.
Like he got that mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to, but then he was surprised that it actually succeeded. Because the look on his face, but then all of a sudden he was like, okay, we're good.
Well, because the first one was with the arrow and was the axe.
The axe was
he
first.
He threw the first and it went to the tree and clipped him in the head.
Yeah.
The second one was when he was in the blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
And
the blacksmith
he was chopping,
oh, that's right.
And
the
he tried
chopped,
and the black
stopped
grabbed
him,
before he got him in the throat with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was telling Vicky, though, the thing is with Ivar, other than people being afraid of him, he would not really be that hard to take out. Really?
No.
How many hit points does he have?
Well, no, no, he's a cripple.
But, you know, he might
he's
be
a,
high
he's
level
a,
in a lot of...
Well, I think what it is also, though, in the Viking culture that they've shown it, was people would be afraid of him because of who he is.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
the gods would
was,
be protecting him.
It was the family.
It would be the fear of what might happen if he would take him out.
Well, we saw that in the bar when he was coming through and they were, like, teasing. And the older brother was like, well, that's Ragnar.
And
so
then
that's
they
my
found
brother.
Out who
and
his dad
all
was.
And they all
shut
up and, like, hand him a beer and, you know, just kind of...
You give him a pass because he's the son of Ragnar.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now that he's taken out a brother, how the others treat
him. Especially, what happens at this, that they have... they're going to end up splitting the army.
Well, they were going to. They had just
they
just agreed. They were getting ready to split the army.
Because Ivar, his whole purpose in life is to watch everything burn. Mm-hmm. Everything. He doesn't care. He wants to destroy the entire land of England. The whole island he wants to burn.
In a ring of fire?
Pretty much. But Bjorn has the same bug his father had that he wants to explore. They saw the Mediterranean Sea, but had to turn back.
Right.
So he wants to see, no, I want to see what this is all about.
He wants to, he's the one that wants to establish the new homesteads and move further and further around the world.
I can see him being one of the ones
the
that actually
love.
Starts trading with villages instead of straight raiding them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you can see his father had that idea. But the problem was, he knew that, what?
I almost asked, is that the blonde one? And I'm like, that's never mind. I've only seen a couple of episodes.
He's the tall blonde one, too.
The tall blonde, does he have some braids?
Like a beard.
No, he's got one braid, because the rest is all shaved.
Because I've seen some episodes, just not in sequence, and so I don't even know what seasons I've actually seen episodes.
The Zior's one of the few characters that's made it from the beginning and is still around.
Right.
So, but, like I said, he's going to be the one, because you can see it, the whole thing, that Ragnar, this is something he would have done. He would have actually started to do trading and stuff, but all of the people that was with him, the Vikings, were Vikings. That's all they wanted to do. They wanted to raid and pillage and plunder and go home. Good. Take everything you can and take it home with you. Where Ragnar wanted to establish settlements. He would have started trading with other people and doing the politics and stuff. So I'm thinking Beorn's going to be the one to actually start doing it for real. And actually get it done.
That's right.
So, but we're a little, I don't know, is there anything else we want to touch on before, we got a couple more minutes, if there's anything else you want to get into?
No, I don't, I think we've kind of like covered everything.
Yeah.
I did want to point out, next week, we're going to have a spoilery episode, because it'll be a review of Logan.
Okay.
Yeah. Logan starts this,
we're going to have to go see it,
Logan's
I guess.
Logan's released this week.
Okay.
I want to go see that.
Well, even if you don't see it, we're going to give you a review of Logan. Well, finally, spoilery.
Well, that's what I want to see anyway, so.
When does Logan come out?
This Thursday.
Thursday.
Well, actually, it comes out Friday. Preview night's Thursday.
No, in the ads, they're actually saying Thursday now.
Wow.
They actually said it opens on Thursday.
So wait.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Oh, well. Cool. Well, you can go see it. I've been playing Zelda. It's only been 4 years.
So we can wait another couple
I'm
nights.
I'm still sad.
No.
Yeah. Well, Hugh Jackman's kind of getting long in the tooth to be playing that character, too.
He is like 40-something.
Talk louder.
Right?
He is 40-something.
Yeah, he's 42, I think.
Okay.
Actually, Patrick Stewart said this: the Logan will be the last time he's Professor X.
Yeah, I know they said. Well, they've already established what's his name, McAvoy, to be Professor X.
Yeah,
going ahead.
42 can't be too old.
He still looks good.
I mean,
but the problem is
the
problem is the same thing that like Daniel Craig has had. That the older you get, the harder it is to get into shape for the role.
Yeah. The thing is, I like the fact that with Logan, they're bringing in X-23, and she'll be the one to come up with the Wolverine movies now.
Yeah. Well, also, since he's going to step out, they could recast that role in the newer X-Men movies back in modern.
But it would be difficult because he's so tied to that role.
Yeah.
And they already had him.
He only would.
Yeah, he was
Logan,
exactly.
They put him in the Marvel Universe.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he did say he would be part of, like, the Avengers or something like that. Like, he would be part of the Marvel Universe. He would be part do that.
Well, there's you never know what's going to happen behind the scenes, and it seems like Marvel and Fox are able to actually keep their ducks hidden underneath the blankets. So you never know what's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil came out, we were speculating there may be something going on behind the scenes we don't know about. Because we know, like, Sony Pictures can't keep any secrets
no,
at all.
They can't.
They're not, that's impossible. And some of the other studios can't keep any secrets. But it seems like so far Marvel and Fox have been able to keep secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what's going to happen
and
when
and
someone shows
of,
up.
There was that one little bit that came out about Iron Fist, which, by the way, a couple weeks ago.
I know it's coming.
A couple weeks on St. Patrick's Day, Iron Fist drops on Netflix. So yeah, we'll have it all finished by Sunday. But they just released the news that what's the name of it? The dragon.
Oh, Shao
Wu. There's a dragon in Iron Fist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's in the comics. It's related.
It's, not
it's actually
bang, boom. No,
it's not
no.
Fung Fang Foom.
It's not Fung Fang Foom.
No.
Shao Wu is
mystical Chinese Asian thing.
Mystical. Good job.
Shaolu is integral into being able to tap into the chi that creates the Iron Fist. So
okay. That actually makes sense for Japanese mythology anyway. Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the final... So basically it means that we'll get to see Danny becoming Iron Fist while he's in Kunlun.
Right.
So that's going to be cool.
It was only just this week that they confirmed that it was going to be in it. So
now, do they show him as a dragon, or isn't he like a human form usually that people are talking to and stuff, or is he actually talking to a dragon?
It said dragon.
He's a full on dragon.
See, I thought because usually in Japanese mythology, can't dragons turn into human form?
They can take human form.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know some. Depending on where you're at, European mythology has the same thing.
Yeah, he's Chinese.
Yeah.
That's where they got the drumsticks from.
Yeah. So,
but being in the mythical city, it makes sense to have this sort of thing.
Right.
So anyway, that was dropped.
Yeah. Actually, there's one thing I want to look up to see.
Kylan Vamp.
What?
Kylan Vamp.
Kylan Vamp.
That means you keep talking while I do something.
We
gotta tell
him. Well, Cam can do something.
Yeah,
Vamp for me.
Vamp. So.
If you want to find us, we're on geekwatch1.com.
The only thing I wanted to ask was, aren't they doing like a young Marvel kids thing now?
Runaways.
Yeah.
I know that's coming. They've done
Titans
a lot of casting. No one knows when.
Is a Titans movie?
Yeah. Teen Titans movie's coming.
Oh, yeah, the new
There's something of Judas.
Oh, the Judas contract.
The animated
that one. That one looks amazing. The way they're doing the DC animated universe is actually
keep
the way the...
That.
Regular movies
Animation
work
studio.
Because they're actually keeping the they're doing what Marvel's done with this, keeping them in order.
Yeah.
Right.
They're doing that with the DC animation.
Right.
So and it's actually working.
It's too bad they messed it up all the other stuff.
But what they need to do
about
is
that.
Whoever's writing their animated movies, they need to look to these people to start writing them regular movies.
Right.
The problem is, it looks like Warner Brothers is basically stepping back and saying, you know what? As long as you're selling DVDs, it don't matter.
Yeah. Right.
They're not touching these
animated
movies.
They don't have to put as much money into those.
Exactly.
As long as they're making
something
off of them.
They don't, for some reason, it's not clicking that they're doing something right here.
Yeah.
And most of these movies are based loosely on comic stories that are already out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's Marvel doing? They're taking an idea out of comics and then adapting it for modern time on TV.
Yeah.
Right.
Or on movies.
About to say,
now, DC tried to do that with Batman v Superman. There was an attempt there.
They
you can see where they got the idea.
They tried.
The problem is, it's what Warner Brothers has done with most of their comic properties. You try to do too much too fast.
Mm-hmm.
The Batman v Superman was like 6 different comic storylines put into one movie.
Yep.
That's why Lego Batman is the best one because it's
need
none
to see
of
that.
Yeah, we need to see that still too. But Green Lantern, the problem with that was the same thing. The idea was good. The concept was good. The execution on a lot of the way they did things, sci-fi, and the way they, or the special effects, and the way they, the problem is there's too much in the story.
The story sucked, yeah.
You had the origin story, you had Parallax, you had Sinestro's Fall, all of that in one movie. That was like 4 movies in one.
Right.
In a 2-hour chunk. It's them trying, they're trying to instantly build a Marvel universe.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like they want to be Marvel, but they want to be Marvel right now. They don't want to do any of the work.
They don't want to start with Iron Man and put little...
They're
hints
playing. They want to play instant catch up instead of like you can't do
biding
that. Their time and
yeah. Marvel at this point has spent 10-12 years now building to where they're at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Iron Man when it came out was just the story of Iron Man,
right?
And it had a couple little hints of stuff that was still
out there
in the universe.
And the
Marvel
thing is, Marvel knows really well how to do origin stories and stick to the origin
story.
All right.
And the thing
it's 2017.
DC,
stop with the origin stories.
Some of them need it though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If DC started just like the Marvel with Iron Man, if they started now in that vein, by the time Marvel's kind of collapsing in on itself because it's got too much out there and people are like freaking out.
Which is going to happen.
Right. It has to happen. DC will be right in the sweet spot of, oh, now all our stuff is hitting at just the right time.
Well,
but they're not planning that.
Well, Vernon and I have been talking about and what our hopes are is with Geoff Johns being one of the 2 people in charge of DC Studios, hopefully the rest of Warner Brothers Studios will allow them to make movies. We'll try to stay, but the problem is...
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you look at not just the superhero brands, if you look at Warner Brothers in general, they don't have a history of doing that well.
No.
They decide this is what we want. It's their executives sitting around the table that have been there for 50 years saying, this is what I want to see, and you're going to put this in the movie, and that's the only choice you got.
They came out with that list of all these movies they want to do over the next few years, and Kylan was all happy because Nightwing's on the list, but they're going to jack it up.
Maybe. But what do you got, Cam?
So, as a production student, as my teacher called me today, and I'm just looking at him funny, like, no. DC just needs to stick to TV and animation, and they're good. They'll make not as much money as Marvel, but they'll still make enough money to go, hey, we're in business still.
Marvel, like I said, if
DC wasn't owned by Warner Brothers, they might do that.
Yeah. That's the problem. Warner Brothers Studios can't keep out of it.
Then we'll do what we did with Avatar. There's a TV series and a comic. And a movie. No, there's no movie.
Yeah, that movie does not exist.
There's an animated series and a comic. That is it.
That's right.
So, but,
and a few games. Those are in.
But, yeah, like I said, the whole thing has been the same all along, that if Warner Brothers would keep their hands out of it, DC could do some great stuff, because they have the right people there if they allow them to do it.
I just really feel that Wonder Woman would be just a very good starting off point, just because she is supposed to be such an old character.
Well, hopefully... We're gonna this summer we'll see how it's doing. I guess it's getting mixed reviews already.
I'm getting mixed reviews
from what?
But it is time to start wrapping this up. So final thoughts, Dawn and Kylan, before we wrap this up on anything?
I have no final thoughts, I'm done.
Stay in school, don't do drugs.
Just say no.
Eat your veggies.
Yeah. Kylan needs to go back to bed.
Yeah.
Don't go to work tomorrow.
Take your milk.
He's asleep.
Vicky, you have anything else today? Okay. Need to go get another stamp in that passport. But the gallery out here, thank you all for coming. We had 18 people here by the
time we got to
the end. We weren't given options. Excuse me.
Well, excuse you. There's just the four.
You're just Cam.
What? Did you have anything else relevant on what we're talking about?
Maybe if you were still one of our bloggers, you might get a
start
to
having
some conversation points.
So,
we're going to talk about Ghost in the Shell.
Not yet.
When it comes out.
When it comes out, we'll probably talk about it, yeah.
The weekend it comes out, so you better see it.
I am, because it's anime.
No, it's live action.
Based off an anime.
Right.
Anime.
Oh, you mean like how they're making a live action FMA?
Oh, what?
It looks amazing.
Never heard of it.
That's what scares me.
A live action Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That one actually, I've seen some of the trailers. It looks cool.
So good.
So.
You're going to be fine.
They're not going to release it here.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Andy.
And with that, I think it's time to wrap this up. You can always find us at geekwatch1.com.
Always.
Everything, no matter what, if you want, have any questions about us, that's where we're at. On all social media, you're geekwatch1. geekwatch1@gmail.com. You can also find us on the Tangent Bound and the Weeby Geeks networks. And for everybody here, and for Miss Dawn, and for Kylan, and for Miss Vicky, and for myself, just remember...
No matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.